from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, May 19th. Coming up, two incumbent Republicans are facing off in the primary election for Illinois' 15th congressional district. We'll learn more about the race between Rodney Davis and Mary Miller coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a measure banning the sale and ownership of so-called ghost guns. They're typically built with kits you can purchase online. Pritzker says they don't have serial numbers, cannot be traced through conventional methods, and you don't need a background check to get one.
A child should not be able to build an AR-15 like they're building a toy truck. A convicted domestic abuser should not be able to evade scrutiny by using a 3D printer to make a gun.
Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly says it's an exponentially growing problem. The agency's labs analyzed 62 confiscated ghost guns in 2020. Last year, that rose to 180. So far this year, they've analyzed 164. The nationwide shortage of infant formula is not as acute in Champaign County as elsewhere. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the shortage affects food-insecure families most because of state policy.
About 3,000 low-income families in Champaign County rely on federal WIC benefits to purchase baby formula and other food. Brandon Moline is the director of maternal and child health at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. He says families can only use WIC to purchase certain brands. This gives families less flexibility in a shortage.
Every state typically has a brand contract for their WIC participants. So, you know, if you're a Similac state, and Similac out, then that's obviously going to be an issue for programs like the WIC program.
Moline says the state is working to pause that monopoly during the current crisis. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Early voting begins today across the state for the primary election on June 28th. Those eligible to vote in Champaign County can cast their ballots in the gymnasium at the Brookids Administrative Building in Urbana, weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Ann Prisland is the Voter Ready co-chair with the League of Women Voters of Champaign County. Speaking on the 21st, she says additional voting locations will open across the county starting June 13th, with even more available starting June 25th.
There will be 30 different universal locations in Champaign County. Universal just means that any voter anywhere in the county can vote at one of these locations regardless of where they live.
Voters can also request a mail-in ballot, which must be postmarked by Election Day on June 28th. You can request your ballot and find in-person early voting locations at the Champaign County Clerk's website, champaigncountyclerkil.gov. Still to come, we'll learn more about the race for Illinois' 15th congressional district, a primary matchup between two incumbent Republicans. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Early voting begins today across the state of Illinois. That includes the race in the newly drawn 15th congressional district, where two incumbent Republicans are running against each other. Rodney Davis of Taylorville and Mary Miller of rural Coles County face off in the June primary. Brendan Moore covers politics for Lee Enterprises, which publishes the Herald and Review Indicator and the State Journal Register in Springfield. He joined the 21st to discuss this race, starting with why these two Republicans are fighting for the same seat in Congress.
It was redistricting year, and Democrats in Springfield controlled the process and were seeking to maximize the amount of seats that Democrats could win in the election this coming year. And as a result, they double bunked a few Republican incumbents. They drew Representative Miller into the 12th district, which is Southern Illinois, with Representative Mike Bost. But she decided to run in the neighboring 15th district, which includes some portions of her current district, and is just literally maybe a mile from where her home is, and includes the home of Rodney Davis. So it's a remap year, and Illinois lost a congressional seat. A lot of downstate the downstate region lost a lot of population. So, and Democrats controlled the process. So it was only logical that they would try to make life difficult for Republicans.
I like how you said that double bunked, and Miller chose she would rather have Davis be the roommate she was trying to get rid of than Bost. So this is a more Republican district than Davis is used to running in, right?
Yeah, that's a huge dynamic here. So Rodney Davis for the past 10 years has represented the 13th Congressional District, which is a much more urban district, includes parts of Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, and was very much a swing district, one that a couple of times he only held on to by a few thousand votes. So he was always more concerned with a Democrat beating him than a Republican. Whereas now in the 15th district, President Trump carried the 15th as it's constructed now by about 40 points. So really in this race, the Republican primary is the de facto general election. A Republican is going to win this seat. So that is interesting dynamic in that Representative Davis had, in the past, has always tried to project himself as somebody who's conservative, but would work with Democrats, be bipartisan to get things done. Whereas obviously Representative Miller has portrayed herself as more of a Republican partisan, far right, really conservative. And so as we've seen this race develop, Representative Davis has certainly sounded more like your typical Republican than his past iteration running in a swing district.
How is Miller approaching the campaign, sort of overview wise?
So Representative Miller has definitely been leaning into that Trump endorsement that she received in early January. She had an event at Mar-a-Lago that featured the former president last month, and she's kind of going scorched earth, I guess would be a way. She's campaigning as she's portrayed herself in government the past couple of years as somebody who's an outspoken conservative among, you know, the most far right members of Congress. She's not run away from that. And she's kind of been banking on, you know, this is a very conservative district, and the most conservative person will probably win. And she's hoping that voters think that she is, and based on her voting record and based on, you know, some of her actions, you know, she thinks that she's positioning herself well to win a Republican primary in 2022.
That's Brendan Moore with Lee Enterprises speaking with Brian Mackey about the Republican primary in Illinois' 15th congressional district. Early voting begins today in Illinois with primary election day on June 28th. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we have some patchy dense fog this morning, otherwise turning mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 86 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, and The 21st Show. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.